Welcome to the Slob Sisters podcast, the show that explores the realistic art of modern homemaking, all of its challenges, and all of its rewards. I'm Steph, a former slob, YouTuber, and stay-at-home mom of three, and with me is my co-host and sister, Jill.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jill. I'm a working mom of two and recent meal planning extraordinaire.
Yeah, you are doing really well. I'm excited to jump into this episode. I was actually just listening to our last podcast before we got on to recording this one. I don't listen to the whole thing through. You're kind of in charge of the podcast and getting them up. Thank you for that. But I do listen and re-listen to the stories at the end because I kind of forgot what we said, and I was absolutely in tears listening to the story from the last podcast. Like,
I know, and it's so funny because people don't even realize how much we laugh and that gets edited out, because I mean, you want to hear us laughing, but not for like 10 minutes straight.
Well, and also we're like the people that laugh silently and just kind of like shake, so there's not much to even hear when we're laughing aggressively. So anyways, yeah, I know, I listened, I was like, oh wow, he made it sound like we really had it together there, even though it was like a 5 minute like spaz of laughing. It was pretty good. Anyways, okay, Jill, so we're jumping into a whole episode today about meal planning. I'm super excited about this. But before we get started, let's start with a progress report. What have you gotten done this week that we should give you a little applause for?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would go as far as giving me an applause, but just like it is small and yet a very big thing for me. So as I'm sure you know, because you were just at my house a couple weeks ago, my garage has had a very bad scent.
Yeah, it smells like cat crap.
Okay. I thought it was cat pee, and I've been blaming my cat for ever. No. And I just kind of like wrote it off to like, well, it's cat pee and I can't find it. And so that's that. But no, what I've also had going on in my garage was this lunch of mine that's been sitting there. No. And I've probably looked at it like it was like a lunch I brought home from work one day. I've looked at it like 50 times and been like, I need to deal with that. But like, I'm scared of what's in it and like how moldy it is. I finally dealt with it this week. I picked it up and it was leaking like moldy juices and it smelled so bad. And right away I thought, oh my gosh, it wasn't my cat. It was my lazy self.
Oh my goodness.
So I threw it away. I didn't even go through it. I had like a cutlery and a really nice Tupperware, but I was like, no, this is done. Threw it away. And I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you. My garage smells like neutral now.
Aw, Pari. She gets off the hook.
I know. My poor cat. So anyways, that's what I got done. It was very small and yet huge for me. So
I'm proud of you. No applause, but gentle pat on the back.
A gentle pat on the back will do. What about you? What did you get done this week?
Okay, so I'm really proud of my progress this week. I set a mini goal for the summer because, you know, can't have too much going on in your life. A mini goal for my summer to do my daughter's hair every day, like really nicely. And you know, because I was just at your house, my kids don't like having their hair brushed. And honestly, if we're not like going to school or going somewhere, I kind of just let them run around like rat children. Like sometimes we get some serious mats and for the most part it doesn't really bother them, but I was like, enough is enough. I don't want to fight and like have this big battle every time I have to brush your hair. If we keep up with it and do it like every morning and every night and I do it nicely every day, we're doing lots of braids, then we won't have this crazy battle, you know, every other day or whatever. Doing my daughter's hair, I've done it every day this week. I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, I always say to people when they're pregnant and they find out it's a boy, I'm like, oh, you're so lucky. You won't have to do its hair.
Yeah,
it's the worst part of having a girl. It's so much work.
Well, and some women, or I shouldn't say women, I know dads can do it too. Some parents make their daughter's hair look so smooth and perfect and tight. And I'm like, how? Do you sedate your children? Like, how did you do that?
Yeah, I know. The nest look is really going strong for both of our children this summer.
I know. I feel like, and then our parents keep going, cut that hair off. Just cut it off super short. I'm like, yeah, like you did. And we looked terrible when we were young. Like, no. I mean, we do brush it, but it gets out of control, especially my eldest, and her hair is so thick.
I
need to get like silk pillowcases, and anyways, it's just crazy. Well, anyway, so yeah, I've been doing their hair and keeping up with it and feeling good about myself.
I think that's awesome. I'm not there, but maybe that it will inspire me for tomorrow.
Yeah, do it. Ponytail, you got this.
Yeah. Alrighty, so let's jump into today's topic. Another one of those things we threw out to the Facebook group if people were interested in listening to about it. And a lot of people we're really into hearing about meal planning. So I'm excited that we're able to talk about this today and kind of, you know, this is something I've recently really gotten into. So I think it's perfect timing.
Yeah. And I'm super excited about this because I'm always looking for better, smarter, more efficient ways to do things. And like preparing meals is such a huge part of my life. So any ideas that I can get to make that easier and faster, I'm in.
Yeah. So we can talk about, first of all, what is meal planning? And really simply put, meal planning is planning and writing down any of your meals ahead of time. It could be really general, like just a couple meals in a week, or it can be as much as planning out every single meal of every day of the week. I mean, it's as flexible or as rigid as you want it to be.
Yeah, exactly. I've known people who, yeah, just kind of have 5 meals on hand that they can make at any time. I'm one of them. I don't know why I said I know people. I have 5 meals on hand all the time. And then sometimes I'll make a really, just a really general meal plan for the week. And then I know people who literally do breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks. They know exactly what they're having for the whole week. Our stepsister is an amazing meal planner. She gets everything done on Sunday and then she's got food for the week. Did you know that?
Well, you were mentioning that to me and she's so healthy and she's always putting up pictures of her amazing meals on Facebook and Instagram. So maybe we should be chatting with her a little bit more. We should have had a guest speaker because we're perhaps not the best people to talk about. But I mean, I have recently taken up meal planning in a bit of a more serious and consistent way. And really because of financial reasons more than anything. So let's kind of talk about what are some of the big reasons why people would want to start meal planning.
So yeah, I mean, like I said, getting organized and just having to think less is a huge benefit. But I think really it depends on a person's situation. I can honestly say that having any semblance of a meal plan routine is going to be helpful to put in place no matter what your life looks like. Everybody's had that situation where you get a little too hungry, a little too hangry, you don't know what you're going to have for dinner, lunch, breakfast, kids are asking for snacks, and if you had a plan, it would make life so much easier.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a drawback of meal planning at all. I think there's literally just benefits to it. So let's talk about those reasons. So I'll start. Number one, saving time. And this is something we all want, I think. You're saving time not only thinking about every day what you're going to have for dinner. I know for me, I'll be sitting at work thinking, oh, what am I going to make for dinner? And then you have to think, you know, do I need to go to the store for that? Do I have that at home?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you're saving time there. You're also saving time at the grocery store because you have your list and you're not taking last minute trips because you have everything you need for the week. You only have to go that once, maybe twice. Sometimes I end up going twice to kind of stock up on some fruits and vegetables later in the week, but really you're not heading to the store every night.
Oh, that makes me crazy. And the last minute trip, now that I have kids, it's like I will get so creative with what I have rather than make a last minute trip to the store.
Well, and you live outside of town.
Yeah, I mean, that's not as big of a deal as like actually taking all 3 of my children to the store though.
Fair enough.
It's just not my favorite activity.
Yeah, that is, I'm with you there. So anyways, yeah, so the grocery store, you can kind of have that a little bit more organized. And you can also, like you mentioned, do batch cooking. And by planning ahead, you can make larger meals that will work kind of for you in the future. And so instead of making 7 meals every week, maybe you're making 3 and then you're making big batches you can eat next week and the next week. And it kind of works that way.
Yeah. Totally. Thinking of future you. I love that.
Yeah. And I did, when I was looking up kind of things about meal planning, it was saying like when you're meal planning, then you can really make use of some of your little appliances, such as your slow cooker, which I have literally never used in my entire life.
What?
But people who use them seem to love them.
Yeah. Because they're amazing and you can make all kinds of really good stuff. I mean, it's a lot about
meat. I'm a vegetarian. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah. It's a lot about meat. But you know what? I think if you put it out to the vegetarian community, like, hey, what could I cook in my slow cooker? I mean, you'll get 6,000 bean recipes in about 5 minutes.
A lot of beans. Eating chili. Like, who needs meal planning when you just eat chili every night in your slow cooker?
It is like a whole meal. Right on. I love that. You know, another thing, like, and you mentioned before that I really like about meal planning is saving money. And I think even if you just meal plan for 1 week, you will already notice you don't waste as much food. You're not buying unnecessary items. You're not making those like impulse purchases at the store, especially for snacks and things you probably don't need anyways. And all that money isn't getting wasted from throwing food in the garbage, which is also kind of a huge guilt thing for me. I hate when I have to throw something away because it ended up not getting used and it went rotten. It makes me so irate, not just because it's like a waste of money, but it's just disrespectful, I think, to the food.
Yeah. And I mean, I think if you look up the statistics on how much food waste there is in North America and around the world, it's mind-blowing, and it is very depressing. Actually
we're totally out of control, and I think it's so important to set that example for yourself, but also for your kids and people in your life, right? We shouldn't just be throwing away good food. You know, we can use the old adage, there are people in this world who do not have enough to eat, so we need to respect the food that we do get to eat and how lucky we are to have it.
Absolutely. So is there other things that kind of help us save money other than just the food waste? Because I think there's a few other things that kind of help along
well,
those lines.
For sure. Let's talk about the big one that you were spending money on before you started your huge financial makeover, and that's not having a plan for dinner and then just ending up getting takeout or running through the drive-through every time you don't have a plan.
Yeah, like a lot.
Yeah. Well, so I just want to quickly jump in and tell you that I went through the last 6 months of my finances last week, and I did tell you this and I didn't want to talk about it, but I'm just going to put it out there. Because you kind of mentioned it earlier.
I really hope this involves McDonald's.
Oh my goodness. The amount of money that I had spent at McDonald's in the last 6 months, it literally, my credit card was like, something McDonald's. Like,
you kept consistent.
I can't even. I am so disgusted with myself. I mean, I love McDonald's. I love it. I love fast food. I absolutely love fast food. And I am a bit addicted. And it's not always like we go there and get a huge meal. It's often just like a coffee or a quick little thing. But it is often a meal. And yeah. So since I did my financial makeover plan, though, I was like, I think I've had enough for the year. And I'm not going to go for a while now.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Saving myself. And it didn't actually add up to that much money. Because it's like I said, mostly coffee and a little thing. But it's still was just like the number of transactions was really bad.
Yeah. Well, and for me, with the whole planning the meals to avoid takeout, was my lunches at work. When I wasn't, I didn't have a plan. And so, you know, the morning comes and I'm like already crazy running around. I do not have time to think of a lunch and put it together and bring it to work. So I was buying lunch a lot. And actually in my meal plan that I'm doing now, I'm planning out my lunches for the week. And usually I only do two things. And so I'll either alternate, or like the first 2 days I'll have something and the last 3 days I'll have another thing. So it's like two meals that I'm eating for lunch that week. And I have eaten out lunch once since I've started meal planning. And it's been about a month and a half.
You've eaten a lunch once, or you've had takeout once?
I've had takeout once.
Okay.
I've eaten lunch every day.
That is a way to save money. Yes. Just don't eat lunch.
that is a way to save money. But no, I've eaten takeout once, and it was after my staff stampede party. And so we all got poutine the next day, which I deserved. So
yeah. No doubt. I'm sure I can figure out how you were feeling that day.
Yes, not well. So just to kind of tell you about my finances, or how meal planning has helped saving money. So when I looked at my finances in May, I spent $1,200 on groceries. And that's...
Yeah, okay.
So that's not counting going out to eat.
No,
that's
just groceries. Yeah, just, mine's like $1,500 to $1,800.
Yeah.
That's what mine has been.
That's crazy to me. Because I was blown away, but I mean, I don't know, smaller family here. And
I have a man living here full time. Your husband only lives there half the time.
Yeah, if that.
And I have three kids, and you have two kids. So there's like, you know, two extra people here, and one's a man.
Yeah, and my kids go to daycare during the day, so they're not really eating breakfast or lunch at home. Anyway.
Do you like how I said I have a man living here? My husband, what I should have said, my husband lives here with me.
That man who lives at your house and eats food. What good is he anyways?
Well, there is that man that you're talking about. Also, my husband's here all the time.
No wonder.
I don't know why.
Your husband and a man eating food. That would cost a lot. Anyways, let me tell you about my exciting news.
Sorry.
In May, I spent $1,200. Whether you think that's a lot or a little, I thought it was a lot. I've been meal planning. And in June, I spent just under $600 in groceries.
Whoa, that's wild.
Half. And it wasn't like I wasn't buying berries and this and that. I was still buying similar foods to what I was eating, but I was buying enough, not way too much, not filling my pantry with things that I didn't know what I was going to use. And yeah, I saved over half my money this month. It was crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. That's mind-blowing. Like, we are going to do a follow-up to Jill's financial mess podcast because it's just so interesting how much money she's already saved in a really short time. So we have to do a follow-up. But, you know, I think another thing you were doing and you said was planning your meals from your pantry. So looking what you have, not just being like, oh, I want to have, say, hot dogs, and you need hot dogs and buns and ketchup and mustard and relish. You look in the fridge and you're like, oh, I have lasagna noodles and spinach and cottage cheese, and all I have to buy is tomato sauce. Well, maybe I should just make that instead of the hot dogs.
Yeah, exactly. When I'm doing my meal planning, I'm looking for the staples that I already have and building out from there.
Yeah, I think that's super genius. And again, less wastage. How many of us have had cans that really are good for like 3 years and still expire in our pantry?
Yes, it is like our mother. It is something.
Our mom's, the problem with mom's kitchen is it's so big and you like have this natural kind of want to fill different cupboards, but I think it's just too many cupboards and it's too big.
Something confusing is going on at her house because I swear we'll like clean out her entire fridge and then I'll go back 2 weeks later and I'm like, how is there something here from last year? Like, where did this, is someone sneaking into your home and placing like extra expired goods in your fridge? Like, it is so weird.
I know, it's so true. I clean out her fridge every single time I come. That's like my little job I do. And she cleans out my microwave and underneath the sink and my garbage can. That's like our little thing we do for each other.
Good trade-off.
But you're right. There's some mystery items going on in there.
There is, yeah. So why don't we talk about food waste and kind of the environmental perspective of this? Because we kind of talked about how much food waste is happening from us and in North America and around the world. I think it's important to remember that we're not just throwing away the food, but everything it took to produce that food. I mean, the amount of resource it takes to produce like one almond or like one hamburger is crazy. And so when you look at that, when you're like, you know, say you didn't eat a steak and you dump that out, you're like also dumping out like 6 bathtubs of water.
Yes, you're right. I didn't even think of that. I mean, I do know that certain foods obviously take more energy and more water and more everything to produce, right? Especially things that have to be refrigerated or like animals that have to be fed. Mm-hmm. But I didn't even think about thinking of that in that perspective, right? You're not just throwing away, you know, a cob of corn. You're throwing away all the water it took and all the, you know, fertilizer and the transportation and all that time.
Yeah, and not to mention the packaging it came in as well. There's so much involved. And I mean, this is something that's really important to me, is kind of reducing my impact. And so this is a big one for me. And I am really bad for food waste. And I'm so happy that since meal planning more consciously, I've barely been throwing away food. And I'm so proud of myself at the end of the week when my fridge is just empty. And, you know, you just have my little compost bin filled with little ends of vegetables and not like a full thing of lettuce. It's so awesome.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. I'm really proud of you, too. And I do think that consistently having food go to waste and go rotten in your fridge because you don't have a plan for it or whatever. I mean, things happen. We've all had that mystery head of lettuce at the back. Things happen. But if you're letting that happen over and over again, really, that needs to be re-examined because there's something wrong with that. You're wasting money, you're wasting food, you know, you're hurting the environment, and that's an issue.
Absolutely. So let's move on to other reasons why you might want to start meal planning. And I think a big one is reducing stress. Do you agree with that?
Yes. Oh, this is my absolute favorite reason for meal planning. I think that this is going to be the huge kind of light bulb moment for anybody that starts meal planning. I mean, as well as if you're saving as much money as you did, but this is going to be the instant gratification. Even as little of a plan as deciding in the morning what you're going to have and setting a few of those things out, or, you know, taking something out to thaw, even just that amount of planning will decrease your stress probably tenfold.
Yeah, I agree. Just knowing your choice and being prepared for the evening.
Sure. And then, like you said, compounding on that and having a plan for your meals for the week or even your lunches even, at the end of the day, you will just feel so confident and organized and really feel like you have a handle on such a big part of our lives, because eating and preparing food is a huge part of our lives.
Absolutely. And another thing about it is, like you said, if you figure it out in the morning or earlier in the week, you're not thinking about it all day. You're thinking about dinner when it's time to start making dinner because you know you have exactly what you need to make it, you know how long it's going to take, and you know you have all the ingredients ready to go. So instead of thinking about it all day, do I have what I need? You know, is this the right thing to make? You know, whatever. You know that you have it covered, and that's one less thing that you have to think about all day.
Exactly. We've all had that conversation with our coworkers, like, what are you making? I don't know. What are you going to make? Oh, maybe this. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. And again, the longer you go and the hungrier you get, the harder it is to make a good choice and prepare something from scratch, and the easier it is to just pull into McDonald's on the way home.
Yeah, McDonald's starts whispering in your ear at like 2 p.m. when you still haven't decided.
Yeah, you could just have a Big Mac. You don't have to make anything. Speaking of fast food, another huge thing that meal planning changes is you're able to make healthier choices and be more in control of your food intake. Depending on what you actually put on your meal plan, of course, but in general, when we're making stuff from scratch, when we're making food home prepared, we are going to be more sensible when we're planning rather than when we're hungry and we need food now and we just eat an entire block of cheese with a box of crackers. Have you done that?
I'm sure you have. Well, I'm big on that. I'm big on cereal for dinner too. Like the junkier, the better is a big dinner for me when I'm like starving and I don't have a plan.
Yeah, I think with a plan, you're more in control, you're more prepared, and generally convenience foods are going to be less healthy.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
So having that plan is just going to also impact your health. So, I mean, that's five huge reasons right there, right? Saving time, saving money, saving food waste and helping the environment, reducing your own stress, and being healthier. I don't know if we need to convince anybody anymore that this is a good idea.
Yeah, well, and for me, you know, I was going to mention that I have such limited time in the evening when I get home from work that my kids are hungry almost immediately when we walk in the door. And so something that I've tried to do for the last couple of years, and what's way easier when you're meal planning, is I make my meals ahead the night before. And so when I
this is genius.
Yeah. So when I am meal planning, I not only set out my meals for what night, but then I set out, you know, kind of the day before prep work. What do I need to do tonight so that when I get home from work, that meal is going to take me 5 minutes to prepare?
Totally. And I think you could take it one step further, and you should talk to Kate, our stepsister, because I know like she does a huge batch cook. No, I don't even know if she does batch cook, but she like prepares her ingredients, right? Like that mise en place, like the French style of preparing all your ingredients ahead of time. She like prepares everything so that everything's easy to throw together. And I think she does batch cook something and portion it out. We'd have to talk to her. But this really reminds me of another book that I read recently called Cook Once, Eat All Week. Did I tell you that one?
Oh, I think you mentioned it. Yeah.
Yeah. So Cook Once, Eat All Week. It sounds just like what you're talking about. You prepare a bunch of stuff ahead of time, and then it's just there to kind of throw together at the last minute and you have a plan. So if anybody is interested, we can link to that book, and it's just excellent. I've tried it for a couple weeks and then we moved out to our trailer where, you know, meal prep and batch cooking really doesn't work, but
Hot dogs on the fire every night. Meal plan set.
You don't have hot dogs on fire. It's like hamburgers sometimes.
Okay, good, good. So let's look at kind of what my meal planning system is like versus yours. I mean, we live very different lives. I'm a working mom. You're a stay-at-home mom. Your kids are home all day. And so they're going to look different. So how do you do it? I mean, what's your system look like?
Right. Okay. I just first want to ask ahead of time if your meal plan is just like buy 15 cucumbers and you're good for 5 days. Jeez.
I buy a lot of cucumbers, but no, that's not my meal plan.
Okay, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you have to go back and listen to the first podcast we ever did where Jill talked about how she was like so tired one night she gave each of her kids a whole cucumber for dinner.
That's what happens when you don't meal plan and you still want your children to eat healthy.
Your kids do eat healthy, but yeah, though I like did it to my husband and he was like, excuse me. Okay, sorry, my meal plan. So I will say, like I'm talking about right now, I'm not really meal planning right now. Well, that's not true. I kind of made a meal plan to go grocery shopping. What I like to do though is go into my pantry, have a look at what I have and build out a plan from that. And then what I really like to do is just pick, I always pick five meals that I kind of have the stuff for. I write them down on my little weekly cleaning schedule. If you guys have seen me do a plan with me, it's just right on there and we can link to the weekly cleaning schedule too. And I do five meals. I write down leftovers once because that's just a gimme and it's going to happen. And then I always write down takeout. We haven't been doing takeout since we're in the trailer, but we do in the school year, we do takeout once a week. So you only really have to think of five things. Then I go buy the groceries for that. And then I also, we kind of eat the same thing for lunch every single day. So I just buy the stuff for that. We eat the same breakfast. I buy the stuff for that. We buy tons of stuff to make salad because every meal, no matter what we have, I make a giant salad with like 1,000 ingredients. Well, I do. And so I kind of have like my basics and then I quickly do my five meal plan. I also like to have at least 3 to 5 last minute meals on hand that I can make. So I'll have like stuff to make tacos, you know, frozen ground beef, frozen taco shells, and some salsa. And then I'll have stuff to make spaghetti and I'll have stuff to make macaroni and cheese. So I always have those kind of last minute things that I know how to make from scratch by memory that I can whip together super fast.
Yeah, and I think it's also important to mention, because I know this about your meal planning strategy, because you've made a couple of videos on it, is that when you write down your five meals, you're not setting like Monday we're having this, Tuesday we're having this, Wednesday we're having takeout. You set your five meals and then you wait to see like what am I craving out of these five meals on Monday?
Yeah.
Hey, Tuesday is a, you know, busy night. This will be our takeout. Oh, we've got so much leftovers. You kind of go as the week and use your meal plan kind of flexibly.
Yeah, it's a total flexible meal planning schedule. I think it's just because I don't like the idea of being told this is what I have to eat on some certain night when I might feel like something else. Occasionally, I will scrap the whole thing and make something completely different if I really feel like it. But for the most part, I stick to it. And it's just nice to kind of have a choice. Obviously, on the last night, I'm like, I guess we're having the last thing. But they're all good things that I chose, so.
Yeah. And I mean, that definitely differs from my meal planning because I'm setting out more of a strict, you know, on Monday we're doing this because of the prep work that I'm doing the night before. So I don't want to like do a bunch of prep for lasagna and the next be like, I'm really craving Greek tonight. And then just like scrap the prep. Like, I mean, yeah, sometimes I'm like, I wish we were having this, but I've done all this work. So that seems pretty great at this point.
Well, and I work from home as a mom. And so I can kind of start my prep in the afternoon, which I usually do. Like around 2 o'clock, I'll like make our salad because I have to make it anyways. And that's easy. Make it, put in the fridge, and then I'll, you know, pull whatever I need out. And sometimes I'll even chop stuff up. And when it's like close to when my husband's coming home, I'll start kind of cooking then. And then it's just really easy to chuck together. So I do have that planning time in the day.
Yeah. And when I'm looking to do my meal planning as well, I like to look at my calendar as well and see what do I have going on this week? Because maybe one night, maybe two nights, we're out of the house or we have a babysitter for the kids and I'm not going to like give that meal to my babysitter and expect them to make something huge. That's probably going to be like a craft dinner night. And so by looking at your calendar at the beginning of the week, it not only kind of is a nice time to just reflect on like your to-dos and what to expect for the week, but also to kind of plan your meals around what's happening.
Totally. And speaking of calendar, here's a really awesome tip that I learned from Diane in Denmark. And she recommended writing every night you have your meal. And then if you have like a family calendar up, you write down what you had. That's it. So then a month later, you can go back and look at that calendar and basically make a meal plan out of that. So if you're not feeling creative, it's a super easy way to be like, okay, well, what are we eating? Chances are you're probably eating like 10 or less meals over and over again.
Yeah. And that is something that's nice about meal planning is you can try new things because, you know, when you're having the same thing all the time and you see these recipes and think, oh, I'd love to make that, but you just never get around to it. At the beginning of the week, you can think, hey, maybe you're going to try one new recipe a week, or maybe not even, but once in a while you can throw in that new recipe and you have all the ingredients for you and you're prepared for it.
Yeah. I mean, huge non-starter is trying a new recipe. Well, like if you start meal planning, you're like, all right, get your recipe book out and write down 7 brand new recipes that you've never tried. If you're feeling super ambitious and you have the time and you have the energy, okay, go for it. But generally, that's going to be a really bad idea and a recipe for failure and frustration.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. I mean, you have to make it work for you. If you have 15 minutes to cook dinner every night, don't make a meal plan with like a bunch of crazy, complicated, time-consuming recipes. Your meal planning will crash and burn.
Yeah, no, exactly. So do respect the time, energy, and, you know, ingredients that you have.
Absolutely.
And cooking skills.
Yes, there's that too. Meal prep will not make you a chef all of a sudden.
No, but I mean, it will make you a little bit more of a more thoughtful cook. And so it could actually improve the quality of your meals, I think.
I'm sure it would. So what are some of the things people need, kind of the resources to help them get started if they haven't, you know, do they need an app or what do they need?
Okay, so this is the best part about meal planning. All you need is a paper and pen. There's lots of apps and kind of things you could do in your phone too, but I'm really tactile. I like the paper and pen. And what I basically like to do is first start by writing all the recipes that I know how to make or that we like to eat on a regular basis. Super simple. Then I'll go through my cupboard, look for what I have, because I know when it's things you make all the time, you know what you need. Again, another argument for not starting with new recipes, starting with stuff you know, and then writing down a grocery list of all the things that you need to make those recipes. You can use online grocery shopping to make it easier for yourself, making sure you're not going in there doing those impulse purchases, and then do use a calendar if you can. Write down the meals you had after you've had them, or again, write them out ahead of time.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take much to get started. Right away, you'll see the benefits of it.
Yeah, and there's so much meal planning inspiration. If you're feeling uncreative or stumped, just look online. Pinterest is your friend. You don't even need Pinterest. You look on Google. But remember, you do have to make it work for you. So if you don't have a lot of time and you have these really complicated recipes, it's probably time to switch them back to something that's a little more easier. Save the complicated stuff for Sunday night.
Yeah, fair enough. I think that's good. I mean, I think we covered everything, kind of why you should meal plan, and there's so many reasons, you know, how we kind of do it a bit differently and what you need to get started.
Yeah, exactly. I think it sounds complicated, feels complicated, but in practice is really simple and quite easy. You just have to get into the habit and the flow of doing it.
Yeah, the first week might not go perfectly, and that's okay. But if you're like me, you have a lot of like groceries in your own house to use. And so you'll find, you know, you'll be amazed with what you already have that you can build meals from.
Yeah, exactly. We call that freezer cooking, basically, like being like, what's in the freezer? Let's make something out of that. You know, and the best thing about Google now is you can like have pork chops in your freezer, and you literally can write pork chops recipe, and say you have a can of mushroom soup, pork chops, mushroom soup recipe. And then there you go. Fly at it.
I'll do that with anything. Like if I have a big Costco pack of anything, I'll just like type that in. I'm like, excellent. I'll make this.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Loved this topic. I'm so glad you brought it up. I'm so impressed with how much money you're saving. I can't wait to hear more about the financial aspect of things. Before we go though, we do need a funny story to end on a happy note. Oh, this is a pretty happy podcast. And it's your turn. What funny story do you have for us today?
I think it's actually your turn.
Oh, I do have a story. Actually, I don't know if we're going to get through a podcast without mentioning our dad. Our dad texted me and was like, I have a funny story for your blog. I was like, okay.
I know, he always says that. I listened to your blog. He's like, you got a blog up?
I listened to your blog the other day. Yeah, you got a new blog up? I was like, I didn't write a blog, actually. He's like, well, I listened to that one. I was like, oh, podcast. Yeah, okay. So dad texted me and gave me a funny story. So good thing he did, because now I've got one. So this happened 20 years ago when I was in university. I can't even believe it was that long ago. So I went to university in a city just outside of Toronto called Hamilton. Went to McMaster University. Shout out to all my marauders. In the city, which was different from where I lived in Alberta, there are rats. Lots of them. And in the student area of houses, there's a lot of garbage. It was just gross. There's a lot of dirty houses. People living on their own for the first time. I remember we had a group of friends who would throw all their garbage into the backyard for the 4 years they lived in this house. Literally had their own garbage dump in the backyard. So it's no surprise that the student area of housing was just infested with rats. Nice. Awful. And Alberta is proudly rat-free where I grew up. I don't know. There probably is like a rat or two, but they say they're rat free. And so I never had to deal with that before at all. Yeah. Never even had like mice in the house or anything like that. We just, I don't know, didn't.
And we don't even have like raccoons or anything. Like nothing really digs through our garbage. Maybe bears.
Bears. Yeah, we have bears digging through our garbage. We all have these like insane bear-proof garbage cans. But anyways, so in Hamilton, there's tons of rats. And we moved into this really, really old house. They all are. And right away, you could tell there was like mice or something kind of getting into things. The garbage was like getting nibbled at. There was like kind of droppings, this and that. And I was like, oh my goodness. And kind of didn't know what to do, kind of freaking out. And then one night I'm in the kitchen cooking with my run roommate. And I should mention I lived in like this huge house with 10 people. It was me and my girlfriend. And then there was 8 guys who we didn't know. We all kind of like found this house randomly. It wasn't like a house of friends or anything. We lived on the top floor, but we all shared the kitchen. And we were in the kitchen cooking pancakes at night. And all of a sudden we hear this like crazy rustling, like and the garbage bag was literally moving across the floor, half full of garbage. And we start just like screaming and freaking out and jump up on these chairs and like completely not heroic about it all.
Yeah.
And one of our roommates who never spoke otherwise, never came out of his room, like I don't know what he was doing in there, came running down the stairs with a plastic floor hockey stick and beat the crap out of this garbage bag until I think the rat was completely in half. Like, I have never seen someone go so crazy on a garbage bag in my life.
That sounds traumatizing.
And at the end of it, it was just like, and then it would like make a move and he would just like yell and like beat it some more.
Oh my God.
And then he just like walked away casually, went back to his room, and that was it. It was like our biggest interaction with this kid that lived in our house.
Oh,
was him like rescuing us with this
away.
Like plastic floor hockey stick. But anyways, I refused to go in the kitchen for the rest of the week. I ate a lot of takeout and went to my friends' houses to eat, and I like could not get up the confidence to even walk into the kitchen for I think like a week or two. It was so gross.
That is awful. I mean, I've never seen a rat in my entire life. Oh, but I mean, thankfully you had someone there who, I mean, kind of handled it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would have just moved out. You know, well, I had that mouse in my car and I wanted to burn it down. So, yeah, you know, just don't handle those kinds of things very well.
Well, you moved back. Anyways, good thing.
Yeah, it was just the craziest. Yeah, well, definitely move back. I can't live there with all the rats. Goodness gracious. It was a really fun place to live, but I could do without the rats.
Yeah, fair enough. That's hilarious. Oh my gosh. Well, another awesome story, Steph. Another good podcast. It's always fun to make these. I hope people are enjoying listening to them as much as we're enjoying making them, because it's, yeah, been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I absolutely love this. I didn't know what it would be like podcasting, but we're having the best time. I'm definitely going to keep this up. So
absolutely.
Thank you again. Make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. Leave us a rating and a comment if you wish, and we will talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.